W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Opening statements coming up shortly in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. The first witnesses also expected to be called today.
In a separate case today, a judge will hear arguments over the $175 million bond in Trump's civil fraud case, where he was found liable of falsely inflating his real estate assets. The New York Attorney General is asking the judge to void that bond payment, saying the bond company has failed to show it has the money to cover the amount. And another big legal battle for the former president is this Thursday, when the Supreme Court hears arguments on Trump's presidential immunity claim and the January 6 election interference case.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. The head of military intelligence in Israel is resigning over failures to anticipate the October 7th Hamas attacks that left 1,200 people dead. Aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan moving toward Senate approval this week. The Senate will vote on one big package instead of four separate ones. This is ABC News. Russian cyber thieves may have hit a West Texas town. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
When the Mule Shoe water tower overflowed in January, spilling tens of thousands of gallons into the street, local officials initially chalked it up to a mechanical malfunction. Now the city manager acknowledges that the Kremlin-sponsored hacking group Sandworm is the likely culprit. Cybersecurity specialist Michael Strong says it should be a warning to other cities and towns.
Just having one piece of software and assuming that you're protected 15 years ago might have been okay. Today, that's not the case.
The Mule Shoe city manager says the password protecting his town's water system had not been changed in at least a decade. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Europe is warming up fast. A new report from the UN's World Meteorological Association on this Earth Day and the EU's climate agency, Copernicus, say Europe is the fastest warming continent. Its temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. The report calling for Europe to speed up the switch to renewable energy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship. 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks shocked the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The odds makers had Indiana as favorites. So did the networks. But the Bucks controlled the pace and beat the Pacers 109-94 in front of a loud crowd at Fiserv Forum, led by Damian Lillard, who scored 35 points in the first half.
We just got to beat a team that, you know, even when we win, we got to be coming in the next day looking to improve and kind of like, you know, shore up some of the holes that we had in the game tonight and be better in the next one.
Doc Rivers on Lillard.
You know, it's funny. He loves boxing. That's where we kind of connect, because I'm Ali and Fridge. I grew up with boxing, and he's got that prize fighter-like mentality. It's almost like he was training for the fight, and then when the bell rings, he seems to be ready.
Game 2 tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cardinals to complete a 3-game sweep in St. Louis.
The guys are battling, man. They're battling, and they're coming up big for us over and over.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy through early this afternoon, then becoming mostly cloudy with sprinkles, and it will get windy later today. Our high 66, the wind southwest at 10 to 20 this morning. Gusts up to 35 by late this afternoon. Tonight, windy, scattered showers 49. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time live from Governor Nelson State Park as we talk to Tia Nelson, the daughter of the late, great governor of Wisconsin who created Earth Day, right here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino here. The mayor is still in Times Square with Heather Heil from the Children's Museum.
Good morning. Yeah, definitely not Jim this morning.
Our fill-in.
Yeah,
it's nice having you.
Thank you. I saw Jim on Friday night at the Margarita Bay fundraiser.
How'd that go?
It was awesome for the new community shelter.
Yes.
He was with the parrots. And oh, you guys, if you could have seen. No, I didn't take it. I do of the parrots that we took
but
with him, but not with Jim.
Oh,
but
man.
He was so cute. He had a little hat on
and a little
Hawaiian shirt. Yes. Yes.
All right. If
so
anybody
great.
Has a picture, they've got
to show it. Actually, I do. I'm lying. I do. I will find it and get it to you.
We'll pay for that, Todd.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever it takes. We'll pay for that.
That's right.
Yeah. So Heather Heil is in here co-hosting in placement of Jim, and we got Katie Hess from the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. Autism Acceptance Month. Hello, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great having you here.
Good. Thank you. Yeah.
Katie actually is on the board of directors for the Children's Museum.
I swear, every time we bring somebody in, there's some connection in this.
I know.
Yep. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
It's great. It's one degree of Green Bay. Everybody knows someone through one person.
It truly is.
Yes.
So you also help with the Children's Museum, huh, Katie?
I do. Yeah, I'm on the board for the Children's Museum, and I'm on the board for the Center for Childhood Safety as well.
Awesome.
She's a do-gooder. Like, she just really loves to, like, put her talents and help other people, and we love her for that.
And it's cool. It's, like, homegrown. Like you said, you're from Alloway, grew up here, went to school here, did the whole thing, and you stayed here. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing Jim always talks about, the brain drain. We get these talented people, and then they move to Milwaukee or Chicago or whatever. And it's great that somebody like you stays here.
Thanks.
And appreciate that. And does your God's work, I like to call it. Tell us a little bit about the Autism Society, though, this morning.
So, thank you so much for having me again.
Good. Thank you for coming in.
I've been with the Autism Society since late last year, so I'm pretty new in this role, but it's such a wonderful organization. We serve 53 counties in Wisconsin.
Wow.
We are one of three autism affiliates. So I basically handle the area above Milwaukee and Madison.
So this is the headquarters.
Yeah. Down there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stop you right there. Someone listening who has no idea what autism is, can you tell us what that is? Let's start there.
Sure. So in a very broad sense, autism is a developmental condition.
Okay.
And it typically gets diagnosed or recognized in children. And it impacts their social skills, their ability to form relationships, to self-regulate, things like that. But it impacts everyone a little bit differently.
Well, there's such a thing as adult autism as well, right?
Of course. 100%. Okay. Yeah, and I'm sure that you serve some of these adults.
Well, it's a lifelong condition.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, some of these are very functioning people, but they... go ahead.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
No, you're not. Like I said, it impacts everyone a little bit differently. And so we look at adults and we think of like neurotypical adults. And this is just a little bit different. So the way that they function might be slightly different than what you would see in a neurotypical person.
Okay. And then with the children that you serve, what do you do with the children?
Well, gosh, we do a lot. So we promote.
I'm sorry, that was an open-ended question. Yeah, you do so much for that.
Where do I begin?
Jinx. So, well, we have a lot of different supports. So we help with early diagnosis. So part of it is advocacy. Being on shows like this really helps. We want to make sure that families know that they should go out and see their healthcare provider, see if they can get early diagnosis. That's certainly really important.
Can I just jump in right there?
Of course.
How early can this be diagnosed?
Very, very early.
And is this generally by the parents where it's like, my child's not advancing enough or?
Yep. So when you have a baby, typically you go in for your regular check-ins and they check certain developmental markers.
Right.
And if a child isn't getting to those particular markers when, I hate to say typically, but when you normally see people get to those markers, they may do some additional testing and then identify if your child has autism.
Okay, and then so once they've identified Katie, like what is your organization? Excuse me, first day of talking today. What is your organization doing to help? What kind of resources can you provide for them?
So one of the things that I'm really proud of that we have is we have a lady in our office. Her name is Kelly, and she's absolutely phenomenal. And she's basically our resource center person. So you could call our office during office hours, and she will just talk to you. And she will provide you with resources that there are available in the community, other nonprofit organizations that can assist. We also have a lot of materials, so we can send families like kind of like a new welcome to this new community packet. And with that, you get a listing of certain resources that you're going to want to take care of earlier, just because it can be really overwhelming to get this diagnosis. And there's so much information out there, you don't know where to start.
So you guys are as big of a support entity as anything.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, yeah, when you get the diagnosis, you think, oh, now what? And there's a lot of things in that we don't know what to do. And how do you move forward? And you're really supporting these people. And okay, you can, they have this program here and you can do this. And you are that glue for those families.
And they have a person to call. So they can always call us. Mm-hmm. And then they have a community, which is really important because, again, it impacts everyone a little bit differently. And so it's important for them to have other people that they can talk to and say, this is what we're recognizing. Are you recognizing the same types of things? What services and supports are available?
There's a lot of different levels of autism, though, too, isn't there?
Again, it's kind of like anything else.
Right.
Any other kind of diagnosis, it'll impact you a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. Katie, how are you supported? You're a non-for-profit organization, correct?
Yes.
So I'm sure you're doing some fundraising. Do you have any like fun big events coming up?
Well, this week is actually our biggest conference of the year. We put on a huge conference. About 900 people come.
Wow.
It's in the Dells. And we bring people from all over the state in to learn more about autism. We have panels. We have keynote speakers. We have events. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I can't wait. I haven't been yet.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I'm really, really excited to meet everybody. We also have a golf outing that we do in August. That's on the 13th. Shameless plug.
Let us know. We'll plug the heck out of it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then we also do a walk in the fall.
Let us know about that too.
Okay.
Let me ask you this though, as far as once the diagnosis comes out, okay, what's the first general reaction of parents?
I think just like with anything, if it's something that you're not expecting, I think a lot of things are going through parents' heads. Where do I go? What do I do next? Who do I talk to?
And you guys will be the first place in some ways, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully they refer them to us right away. Again, we are a nonprofit
organization.
I mean,
for support, if nothing else.
Exactly. And so what we try to do, another good thing to point out is that this field is constantly being researched.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's new information that's coming out all the time. And so what we try to do is as children grow living through this life with autism, as we're learning more things, we learn to be more accepting and aware of different vernacular terms that people like to use and terms that maybe are outdated, things like that. And so we try to be as flexible as we can to say, hey, we're learning too, and we're here to support you however that looks for you.
Awesome. Yep. Katie, I feel, as John alluded to, looking as a parent when you're hearing this, this is not a dead end diagnosis when it happens with your family.
No.
There are so many amazing people and resources to help you.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah. Thank you.
You just made my morning.
Thank you.
When you talk about research, DNA is becoming such a huge thing with everything. Are people finding any, I don't want to say warning signs, but any types of things that they're finding out that, you know, people might carry with them?
Well, I don't want to talk too much about it. We do have some information on it, but what I can say is there really isn't anything that they can pinpoint right now as to what that could be. And so until more information comes out, more research gets
done. But they're looking into that too,
Yeah, they're researching, looking to try and find to help moving forward. Yes,
absolutely. And one of the things about Autism Acceptance Month is there's a reason we call it Acceptance Month and not Awareness Month. I feel like to this point, so many people are aware of autism. Okay. They've heard the word at least before. They have a general understanding of what it means. And so now what we're trying to do is move our communities towards acceptance. So it's really teaching the public how to interact with people with autism and recognize people with autism so that they have a more sense of belonging into the community.
You know, I think that's great because we also deal with, and Todd, we've talked about this with dementia. I mean, this is a dementia zone here, as they call it, where if somebody is struggling and they know somebody's struggling, they, you know, people have been trained around here.
Right.
And that's a big thing now, isn't it, Todd? And Todd dealt with that with his father and everything.
Absolutely. I mean, you learn really quickly how that can affect your own life, having somebody in your life with dementia, and how to deal with them a little bit differently because of their situation. I mean, learning as much as you can about autism and how to function with those folks, I think is just as important.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that what you just said, I think you guys are right on the cusp of this.
Yes.
Acceptance, not just awareness, acceptance.
Yes. Because it's all, I mean, and to take it one step further, it's belonging.
Yeah.
So we don't want you to just accept that, you know, that this is the way that it is. It's making everyone feel included because everyone is different. Mm-hmm. Everyone is unique and everyone should be embraced for who they are.
We're with Katie Hess, Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin, Autism Acceptance Month. Acceptance Month.
Yeah. Is there any like quick tips if we do come across someone with autism of something we can be doing to help make them feel comfortable? Is there a, I'm sure there's not a catch all with that.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are certain.
Or what not to do.
Yep. So there are certain characteristics that you might notice in a person with autism. Rocking behavior could be something. Loud noises may be disruptive.
Yeah.
You may see how they may have certain little movements that they repeat, things like
that. We've got a good friend, Todd and I both, a lady we kind of work with, and her son, she talks about when there's thunderstorms.
Right.
Really tough on him.
Yeah. Mm,
sure. Yep. And so, I mean, again, it's different for everyone. So basically what we say is, you know, be patient, be kind, be understanding, be calm, just like you would with any other person.
Cool.
Be
aware.
Absolutely. Yeah. So basically just be a good human regardless of what the
situation
is. You
know what? I have so much respect for people like yourself who say, here's where I'm going to devote my life to in helping others in that way. Seriously, I have so much respect for you. And the same thing with the people with the Dementia Society and on CP and all the different entities. You're much better human beings than I am. Just because I can't handle it almost.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think so.
Cut yourself short. You are a good human and you help people.
I'm almost like, I don't know. I feel like I can't do enough or something. And you guys get in there on the grassroots level, which I think is really cool.
Thank you.
I mean, you deal with it every day. I think that's cool. I mean, we can all show up for benefits. We can all show up for golf tournaments and say, oh, look at us. Right. Aren't we great? We're helping. No, these people wake up every single morning and say, hey, I'm going to help these people that need some help.
Make the world a better place. How can people learn more about you, Katie?
Our website, autismgreaterwi.org.
Beautiful. Let us know about that golf tournament. We're going to promote the crap out of that.
And the walk.
Okay? Absolutely.
The walk. We're walking. You're exercising now. Yes?
Yeah.
Is that a lie?
Let's not get carried away.
John, that'd be good for you, right?
You know.
Yeah.
I told you.
With your little picker-upper, you could actually.
Maybe I will. I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do two in one. Help the Autism Society and the Community Cleanliness Program.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so very much. They've got a great spokesperson in you.
Thank you.
Because it's come from the heart.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Heard that on the way in. I'm like, man, that number, some charity is going to do really, really well with that.
That's 10 bucks against her and Katie.
No. Good morning.
Autism Society will be sending a check for $10 because she and they caused me to be late getting on.
I don't think so. I was literally saying 1 minute, and then we're
on. I didn't hear you, Todd.
Selective hearing, I think,
because Katie is so loud.
No, she's not. She just brings such fun energy. Stop. No, she was not.
It was terrible.
Stop yourself. Not at all.
She was.
No. Hey, listen.
Fine.
So...
That's $40. No. Is that $40 now? Oh my God.
No, you're making money. She was not swearing, though.
First $10 from your golf tournament goes right here, just so you know.
So I'm going to tell you, John, though. Hi. So with Katie's autism work that she's doing and also sitting on the board at the Children's Museum, we do a sensory night at the museum. So for these children, we do have once a month a night where children can come in and play with their families, or they can work with their therapist there. So we make it quieter and do all of those things. So
that is beautiful.
Great resources in our community.
I love it how different things in the entities in the community come together.
I will tell you.
That's one of the cool things about being here.
You cannot work in silos anymore in this community. If you want to partner and do these things, John, I am all about that with anybody who wants to do that. So if you're out there listening and you have a non-for-profit and you want to do something with my museum, I would love to talk with you because we are stronger together, and that's what makes this community great.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. What? Oh, boy.
You know what I want to build next to your museum?
What do you want to build next to the museum?
Veterans Museum.
Yes.
I really want that.
I think that would be
great
so
area,
beautiful.
And I think it'd be great to, you know, people could go to both places. And
so, let me tell you, our museum is looking to expand. So
talk to me.
We're at capacity almost every day. It is an awesome problem to have. So being out by Bay Beach, which sees over a million visitors a year.
You ever been on Zippin' Pippin?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Have you?
No.
Okay. Nope. Okay.
I don't like carnival rides, circus
it's not
fair
really,
rides.
It's a really nice ride. It's an old ride, so it kind of jars
something
your body a little bit.
Something
no, it won't.
Yeah, but I'd be the one guy that falls out or something. Or
no, you would be fine.
It'd
I
be
will
like
do
that thing
with
in Crandon last year. If you want to kill me, put me in the situation those people were in Crandon last year, and they're on a Ferris wheel, and they got stuck upside down or for like 6 hours. I would have just unhitched myself and just fallen
down.
Just,
no, you
I'm
would
done.
Time.
Here
Stop.
I go. See ya.
No.
That's what I'd yell the whole way down. I would.
Living my best life.
You know what? That'd be the thing where Jim would, you know, say, Yeti, you got to do it. You got to do it. All the way down.
And he's up there laughing.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, you have to try it. That area out there is really growing.
I know. That's why I
want to
be out there.
So, I mean, the wildlife sanctuary is out there.
Yep.
The new inclusive playground is being built out by us now. If you have not seen that, take a drive out on Bay Beach Road. It is happening out there. Or if you are a developer.
Is there open space?
Oh, there's open space. Yeah. Talk to our friend Chip.
Could they donate some?
I don't know that they would donate, but they're really pretty great to work with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love this idea.
Okay,
I do.
I do too. I think it'd be great.
And
I think a military museum would be awesome. Don't you, Todd?
Absolutely.
Okay, what are you going to put in your military? Do you have artifacts to put in this museum?
Yeah.
Where are these artifacts?
In my garage.
Really?
Some of them.
Okay.
All right.
And then you're going to get your veterans?
And we get more stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to curate and do and design all of this?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a great idea.
I love doing stuff like that.
I know. And you
and we'll have different themes because I don't want it to be where if somebody goes there one time, it's like, yeah, I saw it. Why go again? It's the same. No. I want it to keep, you know.
Got to make it interactive.
Absolutely. Interactive. That's the word I'm looking for.
And have, you know what? I'm going to tell you, anytime you can engage with veterans, it's an amazing experience.
Well,
so
you're going to engage with one here in about half an hour.
Yes.
My buddy Mike Allen, Vietnam War vet, and I'll show you the artwork he used to do in Vietnam.
I think veterans are the most amazing humans to just talk to and make friends with. I did the Old Glory Honor Flight.
Oh, did you?
And lifelong friend made in that trip.
Is that great?
So you deal with these humans all the time.
Yeah. So, he's a great guy. He's going to tell you some stories. My favorite story he always tells, he told Todd the other day this, about his good buddy that got ambushed. His buddy got shot right in the head. Okay? And there's like stuff coming out of his head. Okay?
John. Where's this going?
Okay, you'll get it. He calls him and goes, Mike. It's like, yeah, man. Okay, dude, brother. You know, thing is, last time he goes, dude, take the weed out of my bag. I don't want the officers getting it.
Oh, my God.
As they take him up in the thing. And he survived.
Yes.
He lived.
My gosh. Yeah, the thing.
But that was his big thing. Get the weed out of my bag.
And I will tell you that that sense of humor is pretty amazing. Absolutely. In these humans as well. Most of them, it's
no question.
You know, some people get a little like jagged with that of like, that's not funny. Well, you know what? In the things that they've seen and done, you got to have a little sense of humor.
No question. So Mike's be coming on and he'll show you that. I talked about it earlier with Todd, where he actually would sit in the jungle in between ambushes and stuff and sketch. And he's got his original sketch. And one of them, I said, is there blood on that? He goes, yeah, I had a big leech on me and I pulled him off.
Wow. So
you're going to be meeting him.
See some of that art?
Yeah, I've got it right in the other room.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Yes. So he's big into that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
So, yeah. But you guys used to, when you were in your old show, you guys used to, just if people don't know who you are, and obviously everybody in radio does, but tell me a little bit about your radio career for the other people out here. Why we have you fill in?
Yeah, why it's me, I'm here right now.
Yeah.
So I work at the Children's Museum of Green Bay now, but I went to school to be a radio star.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Winona State University.
All right.
And my first...
I swear 90% of the people in the media around here went to school in Minnesota.
Yep. Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yep.
It was so weird.
Honestly, for me... born and raised in Wisconsin, just wanted to go to a reciprocal school that I could afford, but I wanted to get out of the state. Like, I was just that small town girl who just wanted to get the hell out. Berlin, Wisconsin.
Oh, Berlin. Okay. Yeah.
So I was like,
Didn't your first radio gig on WISS?
It was.
Okay.
So when I was in high school, they had a policy there that a high school student needed to be on staff at all times.
Okay.
So I was that staff person.
Oh, cool.
So, and honestly, it was just running the board for Bob Uecker and maybe spinning a couple vinyl records and the cart players and all that. But I fell in love with the industry. And that's, once you get that in your blood,
you
never goes away.
And
look at us now.
Like radio.
You start and you just, you keep
going.
Totally
agree.
So,
totally agree.
Yep, went to Winona to do it and got my first full-time gig here in Green Bay for a Cumulus broadcasting station and didn't work out for the best. I was invited to leave.
Well, how many years were you there, though?
I was there for 5.
But then they disbanded the station or something,
didn't
they?
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
I mean, that's radio, though, too.
And I also, at that point, I mean, I was young and I really had a calling for
not-for-profit. It's funny, I was driving around yesterday and listening to a radio station locally, and it's like, why do I know that frequency? It's like, oh, I used to work at that frequency with different call letters. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, so that happens all. Every single person that's ever gotten into radio has stories like that.
Oh,
every single one.
And I have met some of the most amazing humans, though, in doing this. Like, everyone in radio and television is friends with each other.
Yes.
Like, you just love one another and help each other because they're all in the thick of it. And it's not as bad now, thank goodness. But it was pretty brutal there for a while.
Yeah, it was.
It was very cutthroat of like you have to say double U, not W.
Yeah.
And just very, where you're like, time and temp. Every time you open that mic, time and temp.
Gee, you think I wasn't ever called in? Are you kidding me? Heather Heil sitting in today for the mayor. We got Bill Hartig from the Green Bay Retired Men's Club. Mike Allen, Vietnam War vet. We got a lot of stuff. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
breathing new life into an old livestock marketing facility. That's what the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association's undergoing right now. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, the announcement came down at the end of 2023 that Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association had acquired a livestock yard in Maquoketa, Iowa. Kurt Larson, president and CEO of Equity Livestock, explains what the facility has to offer.
It's a facility built in the 60s, built pretty state-of-the-art, pretty phenomenal office and sales arena. It's got the stadium-style seating. It'll seat about 400 people, much bigger than anything we need, but it's already there. It's, yeah, you know, pretty much ready to go. It just needs some little tweaks. You know, the big thing probably is the scale that's there is pretty well deteriorated, so it's going to need a new scale. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our glitch point at this time is trying to get that all in place. Scales are not easy to get put in. They're not cheap. So that's going to string us out a little farther than we would have liked to be. But
Kurt Larson, president, CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association, talking about their new acquisition in Maquoketa, Iowa. It's currently undergoing all the renovations that Kurt talked about. They're hoping that they'll be ready for livestock and buyers come this fall. Markets are next.
To help elevate Wisconsin's dairy industry, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has not only upheld our state's reputation for superior cheese, but they've also amplified our presence across the world. Ken Hyman, owner of Nasonville Dairy in Marshfield, shares what he's excited for the future of the dairy industry thanks to your checkoff dollars.
I see new products because we're seeing products all over the world. And as they keep coming here, as we have people who travel the world, they bring a lot of these taste things home, and this is what they're looking for. And they will pay to get that done. So what we have is we have all new products. You know, we're looking for new consumers, both here and worldwide. And we can be competitive in the world. It's all about creating demand. And honestly, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has done a really good job in allowing some of the smaller plants to be able to become a specialty, be able to become a lot of these niche markets that are so important to keep all of our dairy farmers alive here in Wisconsin.
To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
Some nice gains on Friday as far as the cheese market was concerned. Barrel cheese gained a nickel at 166. 40-pound block cheese was up 7, 168. Double A butter stood still, 292 a pound. December corn on Friday was up 6 cents at 466. November soybeans closed the week up nearly 12 at 1161. July new crop wheat up nearly 14 cents at 566 and 3 quarters. The May Class 3 milk, which goes into cheese, up 47 cents at 1785. The June was up 49 cents at 1812 a hundredweight. There's your market update. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy through early this afternoon, then becoming mostly cloudy with sprinkles, and it will get windy later today. Our high 66, the wind southwest at 10 to 20 this morning. Gusts up to 35 by late this afternoon. Tonight, windy, scattered showers, 49. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, or a thunderstorm with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor making his way back from New York City right now. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. The luxurious look, sleek design, and custom colors available. Guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. That's right. Zero interest up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest. You have to book, though, by April 30th. Pella Windows and Doors, rated number one by homeowners in Northeast Wisconsin.
And as someone who has owned a home with Pella Windows, I can verify that
and
information.
And they save it you makes, money, don't they?
It makes a huge difference. Old Victorian home in downtown Green Bay.
Oh, no
yes.
kidding.
Oh,
oh, I love
yes.
those kind of homes.
Yeah,
though.
But we put the Pella windows in and we saw our like bills just go down. Worth
Absolutely.
The investment. Yes.
We've got Bill Hartung for the Green Bay Area Retired Men's Club. Hello, Bill.
Good morning. Good morning.
I always have a good time when I speak at your clubs. Me and Jim, we have a great time there.
Well, it's good to have you there. It's that's part of what we are, is getting people in that bring some fun to us. So,
and hopefully someday I will join you guys and actually be retired.
Well, you got to go through the induction process.
Oh,
you
know, so. I didn't know.
You may not make that.
Todd, can you do a letter of recommendation for me?
Yeah, right.
So the Retired Men's Club, Bill.
Yes.
How many members are there of you?
There are about 250 members.
Seriously?
Right now. Yeah. Yep. We have 250 members. They don't all come every week. We'll have 100 to 130 or so weekly.
So you're meeting weekly. Like, this is the real deal.
They filled, when Jim and I spoke there the last time, they got that auditorium at the library, and they basically filled the auditorium.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it's quite a group.
And you're a social club. And when you're gathering, what just hanging out? Are you doing things?
Yeah. The order of things is from 8:30 to 9:30 is the social time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time when we meet and greet and share, you know, what's your latest illness, what's your latest operation, what's what, you know, and
grandchildren.
How's the kids, how's the grandchildren, yeah, where are you going, where are you coming from, you know, and that goes for about an hour, and it's donut and coffee time, and then at 9:30 we start our formal meeting, and there's some things that we do at the beginning.
They start off with some really bad jokes. I think they try to get them as bad as possible.
We look for the worst.
Don't look for the worst.
Well, those are the ones that nobody remembers.
Yeah, so. That's right.
And actually, the joke thing, there's about five of us that are humorists, and we take a turn each week, right?
Yeah.
So if you pay close attention to the guy on week number one, if you're week number five, you can just repeat his, because we don't remember him anyway.
I know. They're, sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it works good.
But it's a great thing for people that don't know about it. It's a great community get together.
Oh, you know, especially, and I never realized this when I was working, but the importance of having a social life.
Yeah.
Having guys to talk to
mm-hmm.
that have eaten some of the same dirt that you've eaten, you know, and can share that. It's just watching the camaraderie is really.
You know, I remember one time I came to talk about my book, my most recent book. Mm-hmm. And I asked, I said, how many guys here are veterans? It had to be 90%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of veterans there. Yes.
Fascinating. Yeah.
And you know what's cool about it? When we open the show, when we open the formal meeting, mm-hmm. we start with a call to order kind of thing and an invocation. But then the guys are all standing and we face the flag and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you have to hear an auditorium full of old man voices in unison with that.
It comes from the heart.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So Bill, if somebody's listening says, well, I'd like to join, but I don't know anybody in it. You guys are as welcoming as any group you'll ever find, right?
You know, I don't think anyone walked in any colder than I did almost 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
One of the guys there was a doctor that I knew. And okay. he said, hey, when you retire, you ought to join this club. You think you're like, yeah, whatever. So one day I said, you know what? Why not? You know, so I walked in there, walked in the door, walked downstairs. I was greeted. looked around. I saw actually one person I actually knew and just felt like, yeah, I belong here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one of those things that how do you put definition to it?
Sure.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
But that group is like, and when you're not, once you become a member, and you're not there, people notice, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know? Look out for each other.
Yeah, you're a part yeah. of a family then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good. You know, becoming a member is not even a big deal. I mean, you go down there and if you decide you want to join, you have to pay. It's $20.
Oh, boy.
For the mm-hmm. year. And I tell guys, you know, we have a monthly payment thing, $1.66, and we can do a direct draft yeah. right out of your account. Except 1 month has to be $1.67.
So it's got yeah. those donuts,
yeah,
right?
otherwise it doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for that $20, you get 50 cups of coffee, 50 donuts.
Sure.
Great conversation, good education, and just generally fun. And it's a no-load club.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do projects.
Yeah,
we do one fundraiser mm-hmm. at Christmas time. We'll pass the hat for the Give a Kid a Book.
That's awesome.
Yes, we love the literacy. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's no load. You don't have to. Well, I didn't do this month. I didn't do that. You just all you have to do is show up.
That is, yeah, one of the things why people don't want to join clubs is because then you got to get on committees and you're all of a sudden taking on all of these responsibilities that you want to have that friendship and you want to hang out and like you said.
But I think what you were talking about earlier too, Bill, is so important. And I think it was really proven that during COVID,
mm-hmm.
that face-to-face camaraderie is really important for mm-hmm. people.
We do, we're live. We just changed platforms right now, but we do a live broadcast every week. And during COVID, you know, that was one of the things that you did, and it was okay,
mm-hmm.
but
nothing was good during COVID.
Nothing worked. No,
right.
No. Even if you told jokes during COVID, it didn't work very well. You know, because you need three dimensions. Mm-hmm. You know, height and width doesn't work. You need depth.
Yeah.
And you don't get that on electronically. It's It's just the way it is. So
there's a group in Appleton I used to go every Friday morning that have a free breakfast for veterans,
mm-hmm.
and so many of them were living alone now. You know, they'd lost mm-hmm. their wives. I mean, we had World War II veterans there. I mean, Korean War veterans. So these are mid-80s, types of guys. They never missed one. They never missed mm-hmm. one. For they would go to 52 of those a year.
Yep.
Where with Bill Harton, Green Bay Area Retired Men's Club. And I just want to say, and I've talked to so many of those guys, that's what they look forward to every week. That was their big event, just to get together with those guys.
Absolutely. And so you have speakers that you bring in, too. So John said that he came. So what?
Yeah, we have a different speaker every week. So we have 50 speakers.
Wow.
And it's name a topic we probably had on there. And all interesting, and we might get two or three people from the same area of mm-hmm. expertise, like doctors and that type of thing, so they bring their own insight and their own skill sets, if you mm-hmm. will, to our club. And that's how I learned. I had a surgery 7-8 years ago, and I learned about it because of men's club. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about it. I got to have this done. How do I do it? Well, my friends have done it this way. And this guy said, well, I do it this way. Oh, that sounds good. I'll try it.
Well, I will say this, though, too. I got a text here. They also organize great tours. I'm going to say this, and I really mean this, and I'll tell you a quick, funny little story. You guys are, and I've spoken, however many different places. You guys are the most appreciative of just about any place I've ever been. And I hear you guys get somebody every week, but you really appreciate, you show up in appreciation. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you speak to somebody, okay, hey, thanks for being here, bye. And you guys are very appreciative to that. And I'll go back. I'm going to go back lots and lots of years. I'm going to go back to about 1987, 88.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't even barely born. Whatever.
Thank you.
I'm just going to say it, okay? But I'll never forget. I was supposed to speak to you guys, and I had a horrible cold. Just came, sometimes mm-hmm. just wake up, and in the meet, I had to take the day off of work because I couldn't even do the sports and everything like that. And I called you guys. I said, I'm so sorry. And I think I got Larry McCarron to fill in for me, okay? Because I didn't want to leave you guys hanging, mm-hmm. all right? And but I still remember, and you want to talk about old school courtesy? I still got, about 3 days later, I got a thank you note in the mail. Dear John, thank you for speaking to our group. It was entertaining and informative.
You were so good.
You didn't even have to be there.
And that guy who sent out those, that was his mission every week, was to send out those thank you
notes. Yes. Oh, and he forgot that
I wasn't there.
Yes.
You know, and I have to say, I was one of those guys that ran for speakers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not that time.
Which is not an easy job, is it?
You know what? Actually, it's not bad.
Oh, really?
No, okay. Once you get into the swing and understand how you need to contact people and how to present yourself, mm-hmm. and the follow-up is important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I'll never forget that. Yeah. I got a nice little card. You know what I mean? Yep. And that means something.
People need to be appreciated.
Have you guys had Sundance on, the basketball coach?
Yes.
I love
Wasn't
him.
Wasn't he amazing the other night?
Oh, fantastic. My gosh. I just want to be his best friend.
Unbelievable.
He's so great.
We're at the steak fry the other night. He was just amazing.
Yeah, he's such a dynamic person,
I wanted to play ball for him when he came to talk.
Would you run through
a wall? And I never played ball.
Right.
But I'll give him a shot.
So
he
came to speak to your group.
Yeah.
Oh.
Awesome.
I think he was recruiting. There were some of us that probably could.
Yeah, some eligibility.
Absolutely.
Left.
You know, now with the portal, I think I could just go in it.
Well.
Might as well.
Tough job. Tough job. You know, what have you seen over the years, Bill, from Green Bay, just how it's changed? I mean, have you lived your entire life here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost all but 6 or 8 months.
Okay.
West side, by the way. Because there is that line of demarcation. You don't cross that without a pass.
I know. So did you go to West High School?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Bill, what did you do before you retired?
I was I worked at Atlas Cold Storage.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be Acme Packing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And I was a engineer there, plant engineer there. Mechanically, you know, you just do. It's one of those businesses where if something has to be done, you just kind of do it. You know, you don't make a committee and you don't, you know, go through all of that stuff.
The red tape.
Well, you know what though, God, that was a generation of guys and women that were like that.
Yeah.
Something
you just
to get
did
done.
It.
You just did it.
Right. Yep. And you didn't get in trouble for just
you
doing
just
it. Like, oh,
it.
No, we need so-and-so in this department to be approving this and doing that.
Exactly. You just did it.
If you just did it, then you got pizza and beer.
Oh,
yes.
There you go.
See?
But you know what's even
the
like?
The pizza and beer generation.
I tell this story with my World War II veterans I interviewed. I don't know how many of them, but I interviewed. It's like, well, what'd you do after the war? And it's like, well, I came back and I got built this house and I got a job at the foundry. And I said, oh, you're a home builder. Mm-hmm. No. I said, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you meant you actually built the house. Well,
I did.
My brother and I built the house, and my uncle helped. I said, how'd you know how to build a house? Well, we just built the house. We built a house.
You had people.
Exactly. And that's how they were. Mm-hmm. And that's the generation you grew up with, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what we did.
Yeah.
You just do it.
You just do it.
You know, that's all. Yeah.
Nobody told you couldn't do it. Nobody, you know, told
you
needed a different degree. You had to go. You just said, well, let's just do it.
No, we sat back and said, well, watch this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Go
ahead.
You said something about our club and tours.
Yes.
That's another thing. That's probably one of the guys saying, don't forget to tell them.
Yeah.
We do a tour, try to do a tour every month. So, and then we have a second vice president of tours who arranges that. And we just go places, you know, and we get to get inside of things that we would not normally get to do. And it's an interesting, we also have another small group within us, a scooter club. And mopeds and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
we did that sound really good.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Really good.
Thank you.
And we do. We get typically it's Thursday mornings. We get together and meet at somewhere, and not locally, but we'll travel. We've been to Clintonville and all these surrounding areas, kind of stuff, you know, and just look for a place to eat. That's what we all people do.
I know. But I love that so much. So you have to be retired. How does someone join your club if they're interested?
You walk in the door, the main door that the Brown County Library, 515 Pine Street, the main entrance.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in and it's a foyer, a vestibule area. You'll walk in and you'll hear a lot of loud talking.
Yep.
That's where you go.
Yep.
It's down the stairs to the right. Somebody will meet and greet you.
Absolutely.
And take you from there.
Absolutely.
What day of the week and what time?
Tuesdays.
It's Tuesdays.
Social
okay.
time is 8:30. Club is 9:30.
Fantastic.
All right, Bill.
I will encourage everybody that has an interest in something like this, go on down.
This is fantastic.
It's a wonderful group of guys. And the lady that helps out is great.
Yeah.
And I know she works the retired men's club or the retired club over here too. And she's awesome. So you guys have some great people there. Seriously, folks. Get out of the house on Tuesday mornings and go down to the Green Bay Area Retired Men's Club at the Brown County Library.
Have some fun. To look forward to seeing you.
All right. Bill Hartwig, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back! Mind on the Mayor Show here at 97.9 FM WQBW, 98.3 FM WISS, Civic Media app. Heather Heil filling in for the mayor today from the Children's Museum of Green Bay.
I'm just here. Yes,
let's talk a little bit about your Children's Museum.
Yes, please. I could talk about this forever.
You got 8 minutes.
Yes. Okay.
Go.
Our Children's Museum of Green Bay is located across from Bay Beach, as we talked about a little bit earlier in the show. And we are a place for families to learn together. So we are an educational facility. And so every adult needs a child. Every child needs an adult. And everyone that does come in, John, needs to pay that comes in. Because you're playing together. You're engaging together. So that cost, we keep that low so that we can do all of our supplies and all our, I mean, you know, you're a parent.
It's hands-on.
It is so hands-on. And our exhibits, and you know, as toys at home and things that, like, they break.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that we're maintaining and keeping things at a high level for you.
The time Jim and I were there was just a great night. You had Ace Champion.
Yeah, right.
Doing the cooking, which was amazing.
That was such a fun. Yeah, he's one of my favorite people, too.
Ace is why I idolize Ace. He's amazing. And then you had AJ Dillon.
Yeah, right.
Was pretty amazing.
So, and AJ is, for those of you who don't know, other than an amazing football player, he grew up with a single mom.
Yep.
Who took to the time and took him to a children's museum as a young boy and how impactful that was. And to hear him speak about that brings tears to my eyes.
Absolutely.
And John,
he's such a quality guy.
We are getting to the point here in Green Bay where we now have our guests that we have been serving starting to grow up.
Oh.
And we're still probably about 5 to 8 10 years before they start having children of their own.
Just keep
and
it
just
rolling.
Those core
roll
memories of
awesome.
When you know.
I remember you guys opened up about 100 yards from where we're sitting right now,
right
downtown.
Yep, and that was 13 years ago that we opened that facility
down
there. So we're now in that we're growing and the location, the community needs that for the families. And we're just really excited that we've been a part of those core memories for these children. Every child at some point says, when I grow up, I want to be. So through that play, John, they are starting, if they're building blocks, maybe they're going to be an engineer.
Right.
And they find what works for them.
Yeah.
And we just foster that, like Katie from the Autism Society, of we just let them be their own human.
Absolutely.
And we foster that in level that we can. So
it's fantastic.
Thank you.
How do you guys decide what displays and different things like that to do?
We do a lot of research in our community. So we're actually right now looking at bringing two new exhibits into our space. And one of them is a trades and training exhibit because we're finding that students are not going to, when we went to school, you went for a degree. There was no question asked. You went to school, you went to except us radio people.
Hey, okay, wait, I got to ask you a quick question. You went to St. Cloud State.
Nope. Winona State University.
Winona State. Yep. Okay, never mind then.
All right.
I was going to ask you if you knew who Todd Bowman was.
Nope, I don't know.
Todd Bowman was quarterback at St. Cloud and then played in the NFL for about 5 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, wow. So you went to Winona.
So I went to Winona.
Okay.
And the...
Oh, okay, what is it, the town of Winona?
Yeah, it is.
And that's north of the cities, right?
Nope, it's south.
It's south of the cities. Oh, okay.
Yep, it's over by La Crosse. It's in the Bluff area over there. It's
wow.
It's kind of a small school, but I like the recreation.
So we went to school in exactly the opposite parts of Minnesota.
Yeah.
I was up on the Iron Range.
Okay.
Virginia, Minnesota.
It's such beautiful country over there.
Up there?
Yeah. No?
Well, I get it. It's so cold. It's beyond belief cold.
Okay, well,
terrible
we didn't have that
winters
cold there.
And... Oh, yeah, I would never. That's the last place in the world.
Okay.
It's further. Yeah, go further north. You go towards Ely. Mm-hmm. That's the Boundary Waters.
Yes.
Yeah, but Virginia's just iron ore pits and stuff.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't want to live in Virginia, Minnesota. Trust me.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I was like, I just think all of Minnesota is beautiful.
Yeah, that's
but,
one part
but
that's
the
not.
The Winona State is really beautiful with the bluffs.
Yeah,
and the.
There's timber rattlers up there.
Yeah,
the
there
bluffs,
are.
Aren't there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to go hunting timber rattlers.
Okay, I don't want, no. I would like to go sightseeing them, but you can hunt them if you would like, but not together.
I'll tell you what, if you kill one, you go to prison, basically.
Oh,
they're
really?
So
are they protected?
Yeah, they're endangered species.
John, okay, too much to unload there.
Well, they are. The
I know, but why do you want to hunt them?
Well, no. Just to not kill them. I didn't say I was going to kill them. I didn't say I was going to kill them. Just
that was
find
a close
them.
One. Just to see them.
Yes.
I would be on board
yes,
with that.
Yes. That.
Okay.
Yes.
Miscommunication.
Okay. Total miscommunication.
Ooh, I was like, John, we love the animals.
I know.
I love
the
animals.
No. Although I'm a firm believer, I talked about this the other day. Anything that can kill you, you should be allowed to kill, animal wise.
I'm not going to comment.
Okay. I think you should
I will,
be able to kill
I
sharks.
Support you. No. See,
are you
I am a huge shark advocate,
oh my
and I
God.
Honestly do believe that there is science with
shark
sharks.
Shark advocate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will speak for the sharks. I love them. And actually, Ed the Diver, I want to connect with because I am PADI certified and have no dive buddies and want someone to go diving with. Mm-hmm.
I was going to try to attract them one time in Florida. We actually, it was the night of
On
my-
On purpose?
Yeah. It was the night of one of our parties. We had our tattoo and branding party for the old Mino Nick show.
Mm-hmm. Well, who doesn't have a tattoo
I mean, don't
and
we all?
Party?
Well, I'm 15 years old. Your parents put that on for you.
That's good branding.
We had the flying monkey. We had a lady on like last week. She goes, just so you know, my son has your tattoo.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's the flying monkey
for
tattoo.
For concert tickets or something?
No,
okay.
just
because?
Whatever, yeah.
Oh!
And then we also had a thing made, we were branding people. We'd hook them up. We had a guy that worked at a jeweler's, and he made this little thing. And we heat it up on the little burners they have. Yeah, we'd put ice on the people first, then we'd brand them.
This is like Yellowstone
I
stuff.
I know, yeah! Oh, I love Yellowstone.
I do too, but okay.
Oh, but anyway,
so
but,
you, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what is happening? Okay,
I know,
keep going,
I know,
keep
I
going.
Know, I know, so anyway, okay. But anyway, that night, so we had a nurse there. She took blood from me.
Mm-hmm.
In a syringe right there in front of the because I was going to leaving for Florida like the next day. And I was going to get a little raft. I was going to go in the water and away from other people so nobody has. And I was going to squirt my blood and see if that attracted
would
any
bring
sharks.
Them in?
Yeah.
Like chumming in the water with
yes.
your own blood?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what happened was we like the power went out. We overslept. We were just like had to race to the airport and I forgot the blood.
Mm.
Which actually drew a whole thing in
to
a syringe.
To see if that would work.
Yes. To see if that would work.
Did
or
you,
even just squirt it there and then get out of the water and see if sharks came around.
Yeah, well, I think it's illegal. Yeah.
No, that's legal. And it was in an area.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
You ever hear of Black Rocks Beach? Because what you could do, you walk around and you find sharks' teeth from like thousands of years ago. They never dissolve or whatever.
Right.
And we found like sharks' teeth, which was cool.
Yeah. That's amazing. So do you have a brand? Are you branded?
I don't have a brand. No, I just got the tattoo.
Can I see it? Yeah, pull that. Let's see. Hold on. Can you get there in there? So how many people have this tattoo?
52.
52 people have this. It's a flying monkey.
Yeah.
There's I love it.
No kidding. I love that.
Yeah. You want one?
No. I'm sure. I'm solid.
Hook you up this morning. doing the show with
any tattoo?
prison art where they do it with a pen.
Tattoos.
Heather Heil with us. Mike Allen, Vietnam War vet coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Crude and Dom.
The trial of the century has begun. Donald Trump, defendant. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates. We'll have all the opening statements and first aid testimony.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy.
From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.